This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That is what breakfast and an intense conversation will get you. I'm like, oh God, it's over. Boom, 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 boom. And Vinny and I look at each other like, well, that's the end of that conversation for 20 minutes. We'll pick that back up at 7:55. Right now, though, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Organic Koo.
Organic Koo!
To show some love during Valentine's Week, the Organic Koo is giving away free coffee with your breakfast purchase at all Koo locations. Offer ends on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's nice.
The voting is underway. In New Hampshire, I don't have any results yet, so...
It's early.
Right. Did you know...
Probably not.
And I'm not trying to, you know, if I'm about to radnitch you, stop me.
Mm. Who cares anyways? We never get to all the stuff on our plate anyway.
You mentioned that Survivor's back tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And it's, is it 40 people who were winners?
There were 40 winners, but only 20 of them are coming back.
Got it. Did you know that one of the winners that's coming back is from here in the South Bay?
Yeah, Yule is his name. He's a Asian guy.
Yule Kwan.
Yeah. I don't think we ever got to talk to him, Vin. I think he was when you were still up in Eugene.
Probably. They say among the familiar faces, Bay Area resident Yule Kwan, who captured the $1 million on the show in 2006.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Can't believe it's been 14 years since he was on that show.
I was
like
living
yesterday.
In Oregon in 2006.
Yeah. We didn't, I want to say he didn't come on.
He says.
I was the only one into the show at that time.
He's a Stanford grad. He grew up in Concord and he now lives in Los Altos.
Oh, Los Altos. Well.
So we got a guy to root for. I didn't know he was from
There's
here.
There's a lot of people to root for.
Well, I'm rooting for that guy.
Yule it is.
Yule Kwan's my guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I love a lot of people on that show.
Nearly 200 evacuees are ending a two-week quarantine in Southern California as they were flown out of China to avoid the deadly outbreak of coronavirus.
Oh, none of them came down with it?
Looks like they're all clear.
That's good.
None of have tested positive, so...
Because there are some isolation stories that aren't working out.
Right. Well, there's 1,000 people, it looks like, who've died from the coronavirus or more.
Yeah, we crossed 1,000 yesterday, right, officially.
Mm-hmm. Hundreds of evacuees remained under quarantine at other bases in California, Texas, and Nebraska. Nebraska!
Wow. Oh, in Omaha?
Omaha.
Somewhere in Middle America. Somewhere in Middle America. Hey.
Of all the quarantines, only one person tested positive for the virus, they say. That person initially tested negative, now in isolation. They say out of San Diego Hospital.
I was going to say, I heard this morning about San Diego, and I thought, oh, boy. We have a couple here in the Bay Area. Like, I'm trying not to be stupidly scared about it. But it does seem like these things spread, and I get that they're doing what they can, but yikes. You know that cruise ship?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
There's a few cruise ships that are.
I think it's the one off the coast of Japan.
Yeah.
That went from having a couple people who might have it to like 135 confirmed. And I'm like, oh my God, somebody get me off this boat. If you didn't have it now, you're like, well, that's it. I'm doomed.
Look.
When you jump off that freaking boat, I'm like, I'll live
on
an island.
I wouldn't have been on the boat.
That's true. You hate cruises.
I'm not.
See, I might go on a cruise someday.
I'm not into cruises for the very reason we're talking about, which is you're trapped on this cruise. I understand they make these ships. They fill them with it. Like, hey, everyone.
It's a floating hotel.
It's 70s night in the dance hall.
Oh, my God. That sounds so fun.
No,
there's
thanks.
Comedians and even lectures. I mean, let's go
and
have an experience.
Oh, you can eat shrimps.
Oh.
No. I don't want any of the stuff that's
love
being
all
offered.
You can eat
no.
Shrimp. Bryn, you like to cruise.
Yeah, I love to cruise. I'm all about
What's
it.
What's the big draw? Is it the all-you-can-eat shrimp?
Sure, you know, I love food, but I really like just vegging out with my person and then waking up in a new spot every day. And I get off that boat and I'll do stuff in wherever it is. You know, the Bahamas or whatever.
Like, do stuff like what? Like, do you go lay on the beach or do you just go shopping?
Maybe it's laying on the beach or she'll shop and I'm being dragged around. Or just checking out that community or that new city that I've never been to.
But isn't it kind of like, I would always be worried that when I travel, I want to go to where the tourists aren't. I want to go see how people live. Mm-hmm. But aren't you sort of relegated to, you got to wait to get on a boat?
You can be, depending on how much time you have. I see. And so typically, if I could, I would grab a scooter. I'm like, hop on, let's go, baby. And I'm like a local, right? So I'll get around and try to see.
Yeah,
because
I'd
love
to go
trying to experience with the locals.
And I don't want to go, like, stand with all the people I saw on the ship all that week. Like, oh, great, we're all waiting in line for the same, you know, local delicacy.
Right. Yeah, I'm not into it. Mm. So I wouldn't be on the ship.
I'm very
and I
torn
be...
about it. It actually does seem fun. But I am afraid that I'd get on that ship and we'd be a day in and I'd be like, helicopter me out of here. Like,
Well, you should do a short one in the beginning if you want to try it out. Like, do a 3-day cruise or whatever, 4-day cruise.
I'm sure they have them from here to Mexico and back.
Oh, maybe I'd do that.
I'm sure they do. Or from here to Canada and back or something.
I'd love to do one of those Alaska ones. That's the one that sounds good to me.
My parents, Anita's parents, they go on 2 weeks or more sometimes.
Oof. Oh, boy.
They love it.
2 weeks.
Europe.
Yeah.
And they'll stop in all the places.
Amazing.
Pretty cool.
They don't switch your rooms up when you land.
What do you mean? The whole time? Yeah, you have a room the entire time.
You don't find yourself repacking your stuff.
Oh,
and
no.
There's not
a
configuration of the... Half the ship is deboarding here, and we'll be
relocating you to the fifth floor instead. Mm. No.
Okay. Yuck. I still don't like it. Anyway, a new survey for Valentine's asked Americans to name the most romantic places in the world to propose to someone.
Sitting on Justin Bieber's lap?
You were proposed to on a beach.
Yeah.
In Florida.
St. Petersburg, Florida.
And John did this on one knee?
He tried to, but as soon as I could tell he was pulling a ring out, I was sort of, you know, bare clung on to, oh my God, is this happening?
So you ruined it.
I did ruin it.
So he
I put out later, though, hardcore, so...
What does hardcore
mean? You know,
all
the stuff he wanted. All night long. All night long.
All night long?
Sure. We used to have marathon sex back then. We were only a couple years in. All night.
Well, you were in your 20s, too.
All night long. All night. Yeah.
Yeah. That's when that happens.
Yeah.
The all-nighter.
Yeah. We actually were pretty steady with the sex until we had kids, and then it just went poof.
Yeah. I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Anyway. On a beach in St. Petersburg, Florida does not make the list.
Well, that's too bad.
Of the romantic place, the most romantic places to propose to someone. And Brian, you proposed in a steakhouse?
On the Embarcadero. It was not really at dinner. It was in a nice area where there's a view and under the bridge.
And cameras set up to capture.
Well, it was my own camera because I wanted to capture it.
And Hooman was there, so that made it extra romantic. Oh, I thought he set the whole thing up for you.
Yeah, no, he got me a place so that I can get there. Because, of course, he's like, hey, I got a spot for you. I'm like, okay, let's do it there. So it was simple.
So Hooman planned your proposal. That's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, Hooman is a good planner.
It was easy for me because I was like, hey, what do you
and
got,
he goes,
man?
Hey, did I hook you
give
up
me
or
some
what?
Ideas.
Did I hook you up or what?
Well, yeah, he's never let that, you know.
Oh, I hook you up?
Not.
Yeah.
No, I come through for you.
With money in his bank.
You're the reason why, you know, I'm the reason why you're married.
Right.
And the place you did, it's going to get plenty of plugs on the air. So my relationship with them just went up a notch. I hook you up.
Windsor
what?
Castle.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Near London is on the list. In front of the Colosseum in Rome.
Oh. Yeah, those are epic places, right? So when you get the picture, you give your camera to someone and go, I'm going to propose to her. Catch the whole thing, would you?
During a cruise on the river in Paris.
Oh. On the Seine.
It is the Seine.
Yeah.
On a canal cruise in Amsterdam.
Oh, I don't know. about that one.
The Empire State Building.
Sure, that's nice.
It is?
Imagine that. You go to the top of the Empire State Building, you've waited through the lines, all the BS that went into that day, and then you get up there and you're looking around and suddenly the only view, the only star you want to see is on your head. Oh my God!
The London Eye.
Oh, cool.
What is that?
It's
Do you know?
It's a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, it's the biggest, it's the big Ferris wheel thing on the river.
Yeah, people bang on that a lot. They get in trouble for it because there's a camera. They're compartments. It's like it's almost
it's like,
that. Like a gondola, yeah, but huge.
Kind of like the Las Vegas looking one.
It is, it is.
I met Edson there because I couldn't figure out how to meet him. And I was like, how about that big wheel thing? And he was like, yeah, go to the London Eye. So we just kind of like, you know, you can see it from so far away.
Yeah, when you were in London, you mean not in Vegas, right?
Yes, not in Vegas.
While riding a gondola in Venice.
Ooh.
These are the most romantic places in the world to propose. Mm-hmm. Niagara Falls comes in at number 3. The Eiffel Tower comes in at number 2. The number one most romantic place in the world to propose? Central Park.
Oh.
In New York.
What?
Which part of it?
I don't even have any idea.
Golden Gate Bridge isn't on there?
Nope.
That's surprising. What did Michelle call the Eiffel Tower the other day? She said it, the name of it in French.
Yeah, something fancy.
I was
fancy.
Like, yeah, I knew what that was. And then she fancy. Said, do you remember what she said?
I remember her saying it, but I was like, I don't even know what
that is.
Like
Tour de Eiffel.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know,
yeah,
French sounding.
Yeah, so pretty. I was like, oh, that's
I know.
A cool
I was
place.
Like, oh, that sounds like a cool place. Yeah. I don't know where
it.
That is.
I think
but,
this okay. how you say it.
Tour de Eiffel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she said. And I was like, whatever that is,
goes,
sounds
it's
great.
It's the Eiffel Tower.
I was like, oh, yeah, duh, of course it's the Eiffel Tower. That's duh on me.
Hipsters are fun.
Oh, the best.
They're like nerds in tight pants with curly mustaches.
Mm.
What's more fun than that?
I can't think of one thing.
A
God,
guy,
they're fancy.
Oh, they're so.
Mm. Hipster doofus on the prowl.
Right. How do you walk in those pants? So
I don't.
Weird.
I know, and their butts all look the same. Like they're kind of slid down a little bit, like they're in like a teacup. Just hold it like that.
A guy was staying at an Airbnb in Brooklyn, New York on Friday, and it happened to be across the street from a popular craft brewery called the Other Half Brewing Company.
Oh.
It's a popular destination among hipster drinkers.
Sure.
They want this.
The craft brew crowd.
The craft brew crowd. Exactly right. It's so popular. People line up around the block to get its limited edition releases.
So he's staying at an Airbnb across the street
across
from this
across the street
place.
From this place.
And I'm sorry, did you say this was New York City?
Brooklyn.
Okay.
So they were having one of those releases on Saturday morning. So there was a huge line outside on Friday night. Apparently the guy who was staying across the street, he's not a big craft beer fan. He loves White Claw.
Oh.
He's a, what do they call them?
Seltzer guy.
Yeah, hard seltzers.
Hard seltzer guy.
Are they, did we find out that they were like vodka based?
Oh, no.
They're not?
Did we?
I don't,
hold on. Let
I
me
thought
check.
We looked that up.
We did. I forget though.
Yeah.
So apparently the guy who was staying across the street, he's not a big craft beer fan. He starts taunting the people in line waiting for the beer. He was aggressively drinking his White Claw in front of them to show him his thing.
Mm.
The people in line started taunting him back, and the guy threw his White Claw at him.
Oh.
Then he went back to his Airbnb and got his gun. Fortunately, he didn't wind up shooting anyone, but
that
the people in line called the cops, and he ended up getting arrested.
Yeah.
The
Why? Why
drink
does he...
wars.
Right. Why does he have to make a stand on
I have
White
no
Claw
idea.
And...
Doesn't make it. I'll tell you a weird thing. I don't drink and haven't for a long time. But I've heard of this Pliny the Elder.
Mm, they do that up right up the street here. And that's I know people who've gone to get the limited edition.
And now there was a release recently of Pliny the Younger. Have you heard that?
I have.
Okay, and that's another big deal. And I was at the Whole Foods where they were talking about... I'm just getting my groceries.
Right.
And the checkers are talking about this Pliny.
Which I think one of those you can get on the regular.
I don't know.
Like, I've seen people arrive with, like, a six-pack of Pliny. Maybe it's Pliny the Elder, and then the Younger, they release it when it's...
I don't know.
But they have a big thing.
It's
yeah,
a thing, people... though, and I hear that, and I think, wow, that's... It sounds like you like its flavor.
Or do you just want to be part of the scene?
I don't know, but I mean, I know that I was always just wanted to get wasted.
So you weren't worried about what the what the thing tasted like?
I mean,
like.
I did want it to taste good, but I never, I wasn't even around for the craft brew days.
Acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many, well, it was a money versus quantity thing. How much do we have?
How much
can
do
we
need?
We often got kegs if we could afford them because that was way more beer. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't even get to the bottom of those things.
Well, you could.
We could, but still, good time would be had by all.
Many good times, even. You might even be able to stretch that out a few days.
Here's, oh boy, time-wise. No, you're shocking. Oh, boy. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 408 says, that Gerber kid is a model like Kaya. So why would he do that?
Well, don't worry. They have makeup that covers up all manner of tattoos. I'm sure that they'll spend some real money color matching his skin precisely.
707 says, way to humble brag, Vin, using your wife's diamond as a comparison. LOL.
Oh, I didn't even hear you do that.
I wasn't thinking of it as a brag. It's the only diamond I've bought.
Well, how
it's
big is your wife's diamond?
It's not that big. I don't even know the quantity. I mean, I could have told
you. It's got to be a carat or something.
It's a carat, teeny bit plus. Uh-huh. For that one, I was like, I just want it to be clear.
Clear. The three C's.
Yeah. I was going for that
color,
more
clarity.
Than.
So this guy, look, I mean.
But he's got a huge, I just was going based on what I've
it's
seen.
It's a big rock in his ear, but that's, you know, poor little misunderstood rich boy.
That was
you know?
The point, right? Is that look at the size of the diamond in his ear and he's misunderstood?
Yeah.
Okay.
You misunderstand me. I'm not paying for dinner just because I'm rich. He's misunderstood.
Kehlani has a paper airplane tattooed under her eye. It's probably the cutest face tat I've ever seen.
A little paper airplane?
I've never seen it.
That's cute. Me either. Pull that up.
It does sound cute.
I actually am not sure I could even pick Kehlani out of a lineup. Like, I hear her name all the time, and I, you know, we hear her songs, and I know she's from Oakland, but I'm not sure I've seen her.
I don't think she's still around here. I think she's LA.
Right. But every time we mention her, everyone from Oakland says, she's from Oakland!
She's ours!
Right. Let's see.
Is that a paper airplane?
Oh,
she's all tatted up her neck.
Boy, I wouldn't have.
Oh, it is teeny.
Oh, it's kind of cute, though. I like it. I mean, I don't like it because it's a face tattoo. What's on her teeth?
Those.
Oh, it's something on the screen.
She's got jewels. No, those are jewels in her teeth.
Yeah, it looks like some bling.
You're telling me she has jewels inset in her teeth?
Yeah. What is this thing? The little doohickey in the middle of your. That holds your upper lip to your gum.
I know the
what
name
is that
of
thing? I think she's got that pierced.
Oh.
It looks like a jewel is in there.
That little
skin flap.
Can you look up what that is? The piece of skin that keeps your upper front gum to your lip. There's a I thought it was called like your palundum. Your palundum. Palundum.
Is it the
Frenulum?
Frenulum.
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 Yeah,
see how close I was?
Frenulum. You were very close.
I was. I knew it was something. I busted mine when I was a kid. It broke. It was freaking bleeding. And I mean, it grew back, I guess.
They don't grow back.
There it is.
Well, then you didn't bust it.
I did. It was cut.
So they stitched it?
Mm-hmm. I remember it being a problem when I was a kid.
Because your upper lip would get away from you?
Yeah, it would flap away. Wasn't nothing holding it down. When I talked, it was sounding like this because it was flapping my breath. It was crazy. It's a bad time. It's hard to be me growing up.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.